As always, I'm excited about the season, the opera season at Chautauqua Opera, as well as the whole season at Chautauqua, because there's so much going on here. This is a very special year in opera because we have the centennial and bicentennial birthdays of three of the greatest composers in opera. So we have the 200th anniversary of Giuseppe Verdi and Richard Wagner, both of whom were born in 1813. And then we have the centennial birthday of Benjamin Britten, who was born in 1913. So that's kind of an interesting conjunction of really three of the greatest composers in the opera world. So I wanted to celebrate that, of course, here at Chautauqua. And so we are doing work by all three composers this summer, and we're one of the few companies to really be doing that, which I'm very excited about and very happy about. So we are opening with Peter Grimes, which is Benjamin Britten's grand opera from the mid-1940s. Before that, he had actually only written one a short opera, an American opera. He was here in America for a few years just as the war was breaking out in Europe. And he wrote kind of an American opera, which was moderately successful. But he did go back to England with the idea of writing an opera that was specifically English and on an English topic. And he and his partner, Peter Pears, the great tenor of the English tenor of the 50s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, and later, came upon the subject of Peter Grimes from a rather obscure poem about a borough on the coast of England, a fishing village on the coast in the 1830s. And Peter is an iconoclast, to say the least. I mean, very much isolated from the community, doesn't really integrate well with this community, and is rejected by the community. And it's kind of the results of that, his determination to make good and to be recognized, and kind of leading to disastrous results. It is a serious opera. It's a tragic opera, but it is a fantastic opera. The choral writing for this is amazing. The chorus is on stage, I'd say, about 80% of the time. So it's going to be very challenging for a young artist. It's a lot of work for them, and they're doing wonderfully. They're in the midst of music rehearsals right now. And I have a sensational cast for it. Everybody who's heard them in the last few days on my staff has come over to me kind of with their jaws dropping. So I'm very happy about that because, you know, you cast people months before, and you hope it's good when they get together, it's all going to work. And our Peter Grimes is tenor Kevin Ray. Kevin has been a member of the Houston Grand Opera Studio and is kind of emerging from there now. And I think this is a tenor who we're all going to know about, you know, nationally and worldwide in a very, very short time. So I'm very happy to get him here now. Our Ellen Orford is Elizabeth Baldwin. Liz is a former young artist of ours. She started here when she was in her early 20s and has continued to work and grow. Was recently in San Francisco in the Merrillah program there, their young artist program. She's now getting cast around the country. She was a semifinalist at the Metropolitan Opera a year or so ago in their auditions. So she's and she just sounds unbelievably gorgeous, and she's going to be perfect in this part. Ellen Orford is the kind of romantic interest of Peter Grimes. She's the local school teacher that he's in love with. The baritone, Captain Balstrode, who is, again, Peter Grimes' really only friend in the village, is David Kravitz. And David is a baritone who works a lot in the Boston area, though he works all over the country as well. And I worked with him in Boston a few years ago. I think he's just terrific. So it's his debut with us. The kind of mean, kind of the evil character of the opera, that's Mrs. Sedley. She's the worst gossip in town. She creates a lot of problems. Is going to be sung by Cindy Sadler, also making her debut here, though Cindy, again, has worked regionally and all over the United States. And our Swallow is an old friend of the company, Phil Coco Corinos, who is coming to join us for this production, and I'm very glad to have him back. He is the kind of town mayor and lawyer and judge and kind of everything all wrapped into one.
Now, when do they arrive here so you can start working with them?
You know, they have just. Today is Monday. They arrived with us, really started arriving on Wednesday. Basically, music rehearsals started on Thursday, but of course, the principals have known they've been cast in this for 6 months, so they have been working on their parts since the fall. I mean, at least they had the contract. When they started working is up to them, but they have been working on their parts for the last few months. And but this is a particularly tricky piece. It's a very challenging piece on the page. I will tell you, when you listen to it, you don't hear that, which is the brilliance of Britain. I know people are always afraid of kind of 20th century opera and quote unquote modern opera. Yes, it has its modern feelings to it, but it is couched very much in traditional work. I mean, that's what Britain did so well. He kind of bridged the traditional with the modern, and the opera. I just can't tell you how fantastic a piece this is musically and dramatically. Everybody is so excited to be doing it because it doesn't get done all that often because it's so challenging, because it's a big work, a lot of characters, big choral writing, all of that, big orchestra, and yet we can do it now because we're going to be in the amphitheater for this, which I'm very excited about, which is a perfect venue for this piece. It's going to work very, very well there.
And the fact that it's in the amphitheater makes it one of the big events of the summer.
Absolutely, absolutely. We moved the opera into the amphitheater a few years ago for the first time. Really, the first time that the opera company had produced full productions in there. We certainly had a history of concerts in there, and there have been concert operas in there. The voice program does kind of workshop operas in there. But really, when the opera moved in, it was the first time since before the development of the opera company, when they used to bring touring opera in here in the early 20s. But really, since the opera started in 1929, the first time the company was doing a full stage production, sets, lights, costumes, full orchestra and everything. And we've been getting over 3,000 people at these performances, which is the maximum seating really for the, in our configuration, the way we configure it for the opera. And there's been tremendous excitement. And what I love about it is that it's introducing opera to people who have not heard opera before, because let's be honest, when you have a gate pass at Chautauqua, you try everything in the amphitheater. If you don't like it, you leave in 10 minutes. You know, as we know, there's this kind of attrition thing that happens, but everybody wants to be there for the start. Put their foot in the water, put their toes in the water. And what I've been so happy about over the last years is that the audience has come in large numbers, been extremely excited about the results, and with very little attrition. And most of the people I see leaving generally are people leaving with young children. So they brought their 6, 7, or 8-year-old to an opera. And maybe after the first half, which could be an hour and a half long, they decide, they want to get them home by 10 so that they'll be awake for club the next morning. But the fact is, those kids sat through an hour and a half of an opera for the first time in their lives. The reaction I've gotten from the parents and the grandparents has been terrific. So, and I think this is something, again, unique in Chautauqua, because we can make opera available in a very easy way here. Of course, when we're in Norton Hall, we have the tradition of opera in English, which is a very old tradition for opera in America, and one we still stand by there, because I believe, for young people come to their opera for the first time, opera in English is a great bridge, a great way to approach opera for the first time.
Is there more of a, is it more challenging for you as a director to do it on the main amphitheater stage as opposed to Norton Hall?
Oh, yes. Well, part of it is we have very little time there. We really get only 2 rehearsals in the space before we open. Now, that's kind of unheard of in the theater when you're doing a full production. But we have the advantage of having a rehearsal space which is larger or certainly the same size as the stage there. So we not only tape the floor, which is what you do in theater, you tape where everything's supposed to be, but we actually put the set in there. So we are working with all the props, all the sets, all the pieces, everything. We will do a full dress rehearsal in that space. So I'll get to see the wigs and the makeup and the costumes at least one time before we go into the theater and see it for the second time, which is, it's kind of the same process in Norton Hall, but it's slightly in a different order. And of course, I'm picking pieces that I think will work there. I would not pick something, let's say, a magic flute, which has a lot of technical needs, smoke and fire and special effects. We're not going to do that there. We don't have the time. But the bel canto works were very well. So we did Lucia, Norma, Louisa Miller by Verdi. And by the way, not other than Lucia, Norma and Louisa Miller a few years ago are not operas that most people are familiar with. And yet people came and stayed. And I hope it will be the same for Peter Grimes. I think once they get there, and they're going to get hooked on this the way the rest of us are.
When you rehearse there, because it's such an open area, I mean, are people watching, or are you able to put tarps and, you know?
No, we don't do that. I mean, part of the tradition of Chautauqua is that everybody is so involved in what's going on here, and well, they should be. Many people are as interested in the process as they are in the results. So, no, people wander in and out of the amphitheater all afternoon during these rehearsals. And, you know, that's a good thing, because if they like what they see, they're going to tell their friends, and hopefully they'll all be there for the full performance. Also, we have people very often who are just on the grounds for a week, so they may come to the piano rehearsal, which, of course, is, you know, certainly not the show. We're stopping and going and fixing. But they get a chance to see what we're doing, and they may not be here the following week. Or there are people who may be here the following week and decide, you know, and I think I'll stay another day or two because I want to see the opera, you know. We know the hotel has been very full on the weekends when the opera is performing, which has been great. So, I love the interaction with the audience here. I mean, these are my friends. This community is like my second home. So